What's your name?
My name's Robert Woodford, W-O-O-D-F-O-R-D.
That's all right, great. And your title?
I'm the restoration manager of the Woodlands Restoration Crew.
For Olmsted Park?
That's correct.
All right, and so what are you guys doing with the money? You're removing the vines?
This site in particular represents various... It's a full-scale project, meaning that we've had volunteers actually help us clear the woody invasive plants from the area. And our crew has since come through and maintained that, all of those invasive plants from returning. And we've also been able to use some of the money that's been donated to the Conservancy to purchase plant material, mainly hardwood trees, all natives. And they're planted to basically support this buffer zone right here of the park.
To watch for these invasive species and everything, do you have to come out on foot and just be looking for them and know what you're looking for and know how to remove it and everything?
That's true. There are a crew of 7 individuals in Cherokee Park every day and 3 individuals in Iroquois Park every day out on foot. We have the park divided into management areas, and a crew member is assigned to a management area after volunteers have helped them clear the invasive plants, and then that crew member is, we call it the eco steward. They maintain that area. They make sure that all of the volunteers' hard work was not in vain.
And so is the money going to pay those crews and everything too? Or
the money, yes. The money from that's donated to the Woodlands Restoration Campaign goes to pay our crew members. It goes to purchase tools for the volunteers that come out and help us. It goes to purchasing plant material. It goes to making sure that we have everything we need to do our job correctly, and among other things. Mm-hmm.